My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Pip's estrogen testing her allegiance to the show? Listen and enjoy.
That maybe you're on your period, and she says... How do you think she took it, Pip?
Not well.
Well, if it's a woman, she wouldn't take it well.
Right. If it's a guy, she'd be like, oh, shut up.
How do you think she took it, Joe?
Not well, no.
She goes, fuck your dick. Oh, Pip's
cheering. Good girl.
Oh, look at you, you fucking turncoat.
No. You know what? No, you deserve that. Fake Davin totally gets that.
No. Yes. No,
totally.
No. Fake Davin's a hero.
No, Fake Davin just went, he pulled up the period card. Now he gets what he gets.
Oh, whatever, you cunt.
Fake Davin's a hero, depending on what camp you're sitting on. I mean, if you're sitting on the show camp, yeah. If you're sitting in the scammer camp, yeah, you're a fucking asshole. That's the neck, too. Yeah.
No, this is totally about XX chromosomes now. This is like, no, you get yours.
Pip's jumping ship over to the female side.
I never trusted that, Pip Helix.
What? You didn't realize I was on the female side, Joe?
You're letting estrogen get in the way of your allegiance to the show, Pip.
Thank you, Joe, for calling her and her eggs out. Thank you.
I a spade is a spade. You know? She's trying to...
Let's not bring race into it.
Really?
That's funny.
Yeah, nobody knows that I'm secretly black. But, yes, I'm thinking with my ovaries. Do continue.
She goes, fuck your dick.
That sounds painful.
I go, that seems a bit harsh.
Fuck your dick.
She goes, okay, we will call tomorrow as you wish. I go, you just told me to fuck my dick.
I'm still stuck on that.
You fuck your dick. Pick up the phone.
She goes, you just insult my period. I go, I did not.
Can we stop right there?
Yes.
We always have a wonder who you're dealing with, if you're dealing with a woman or a man. Mm-hmm. In this instance, and Pip, maybe you'll agree, he is flat out dealing with a woman.
Joe, you totally called it. I agree.
You know, because a man wouldn't get that pissed off. You're making fun of my period. A man wouldn't get that pissed off. It would be like, okay. But a woman, for everything you women go through, it's like no matter if it's a scam or it's not, hey, fuck you, man. You can't see the shit I go. You know, you're dealing with a woman, dude.
Yes.
Well, that's comforting.
Especially
since she wants a release on my head. I feel better now.
Yeah. At least if you're going to get the bukkake treatment.
It's from
you
a
know
woman.
Who it's from.
Right.
She goes, you just insult my period. I go, I did not. I'm sure your period is strong and red.
Oh.
What? We're having fun.
Oh, nothing whatsoever.
She goes, you just insulted me again. I go, I don't understand. I said you were fertile. Heavy flow.
Can we stop again? This whole scam thing, a flag has been thrown. We're gonna, No. I'm not a scammer. You don't run a shit. No, motherfucker. You got some... You just transcended the whole deal where now it's personal. Fuck your money. You got some fucking pair of balls.
It seems like I cut her.
Yes.
You just dropped the whole I'm a scammer, you're a boss thing. Now it's personal. Stop right there. You got some pair of balls.
Oh, yeah. She's taking off her hoops. She's pulling off her shoes. Right, she's like, oh.
We're going to stop this whole thing right now. Where the fuck do you get on?
That bone's coming out of her nose to beat me?
Right. Oh, God. You could just see her sitting there livid, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's good because, you know what? If she gets mad enough, she might spill some interesting beans.
So you like my play?
No, but yes.
Yeah, drop the estrogen, sweetie, okay?
I can't. If only I could. It's packed in there.
Yeah. Hysterical.
See, so I said, I don't understand. I said you were fertile, heavy flow.
You were being nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody understands my king.
You're kind of like a doctor, the way a doctor would say, kind of clinical in a polite sort of way.
I'm being a pal.
There you go.
Talking about fight.
Actually, heavy flow is not a desirable trait.
I understand, but she's fertile. She's not dried up like her lips.
Right.
Right.
She goes, Davin, did you get to work? I go, no. She goes,
wait, what?
Yeah,
wait.
She's off that.
She's off that already.
She's off that.
Wait, and then there was no span of time.
No.
She just immediately said, okay, next topic.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand something. Like, look, we've all been a customer service at one point. You get an irate customer, you know, you take that breath to calm down. And
right.
You get back to work, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You
know? She collected herself.
All right, look. About the, yeah.
That's true.
I certainly distracted her, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You distracted me.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
She goes, Davin, did you get to work? I go, no. She goes, okay, what have you eaten? I go, coffee and gum. How about you?
What have you eaten? What is she, your mother?
The scammers always ask what they eat.
Yeah, Nana. I had some coffee and a sweet roll. What's your point?
But I don't tell them I eat a lot. I didn't tell her I eat a lot because I don't want her thinking I have a lot of money. To.
Right.
She goes, I don't feel like eating. I go, what do you feel like doing? She goes, I don't feel like doing anything. I'm tired. I go, are you going to sleep? She goes, very soon. I go, shall I let you go? She goes, let's still chat. I go, okay, as you wish. Then she goes, I'll text you later. I go, are you going now? She goes, yeah, I want to sleep. You can send your picture now. I go, sweet dreams. And there we go.
Oh, wow. She's giving you homework. Yeah, I'm going to go lie down with a hot water bottle and some Midol.
So what do you guys think?
I think you pushed her buttons. I think that she's a woman. I think that she lost it. Like I said, in that one volley, I think she kind of slipped and, you know, leased into you, not as a scammer, but just as a pissed off woman where you got your, you know, one hell of a nerve. And I think that she still thinks she can get some money out of you.
Well, I've given her no reason not to think she can get that. I'm just going to make it very hard for her.
Yeah, well, you gave her no reason. You gave her a lot of exception, though.
What do you mean?
Well, just, you know, everything she's asking for, you give an exception to. I want the money. Well, why can't you do that? Well, could you just please send me the money? But, you know, it's, everything is met with a question or an objection.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'm a pain in the ass.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.